918 here on the Mighty 690 as we move throughout a Friday edition of the program, and it's time for an update on all things auctions here in Southeast Kansas in the four states. We're joined now by Keith Beaumont of Sun Group. Good morning, Keith. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you this morning?
Doing well, and obviously been a tough week of road conditions, but as we move further and further away from the slick roads and have less and less fog, I think we're moving in the right direction.
Yes, I think so. You know, it's been nice to get the moisture that we had. A lot of these ponds and even the rivers, you know, they're moving again and things just looking a lot better. So even though it's a little sloppy, I'm glad we got it.
I agree. So what's some of the latest information we can that we have from Sun Group?
Well, I'll start off by talking about the auction we had yesterday. I've been talking about it on here for a little bit now. We had 40 acres of some good ground over by Granola, Kansas. We did that yesterday. We've had another successful auction. Everything went good with that. We was able to help everyone get rid of that. So things went good on that. Upcoming auctions, we've got some farmland that we got upcoming. It's some real good cropland. And so that's going to be our next auction. That's going to be into February. So keep that in mind. Also, we've got a couple listings that I just want to bring up. They're newer listings that we've just put on the market not long ago. We've got a nice little listing in Howard, Kansas. This is a three-bedroom house that's been totally remodeled, clear down to even the studs. And I'm talking wiring, plumbing, all of that stuff got done. New roof, windows, I mean, you name it, it's been done. It's pretty much a brand new house. But anyways, we got that on the market. It's priced to sell. Also got a nice little house that sits out in the country. It's a two-bedroom, smaller house, but newer built. It's built in 2018, and it's got a nice big one-car garage on it. Also has a nice vintage barn on it that's in real good condition. This sits on smaller acreage, so it's one of those properties that probably won't be around for long. It's sitting on 6.8 acres, so this is and it's been really, really well taken care of. Most of the property, about all of the property, is fenced in with a wooden wire fence, so that thing's ready to go for any kind of livestock you want to throw it on, even your smaller livestock, such as goats and sheep and those kinds of things. It's ready to go for that. It'll hold them, so... anyways, got a lot of other good things. Still got the other listing in Howard that's on a couple acres, nice shop and home. That's available, so check that out. We've got an 80 acres listed. Lots and lots of other things. So anyways, just want to encourage everyone to get directed to our website at sungrouprealestate.com. It's easy to go in there and look at the different types of listings, whether if you're looking for residential stuff or land or auctions, even our personal property auctions and land auctions that we have coming up. We got all that on the website. So, feel free to go over there and kind of explore through that. Even some of our online auctions that we do personal property-wise, those are on there as well. So, anyways, it's real easy to get around and to kind of navigate around there. And if you have any questions on them, you know, feel free to reach out to me as always. So, another thing, too, I was just going to go in today, talking a lot about listing properties and all that. And so I just kind of want to briefly kind of go into that and kind of how that works and how you would get started if it's something that you're considering doing. And I think, first of all, by getting selected with a good agent that's knowledgeable in the kind of property that you're selling and that's got the confidence to sell it and knows how to get it marketed, which is going to give you the confidence in them as well. I think that's probably the real important thing. The other thing, you know, once you've done that and you've gotten past that interview part, you know, it's time to get down to evaluating your property and kind of figuring out what the value is on it. And, you know, I've talked on here before about the CMAs on your property, and kind of real quick again, what that stands for is a comparative market analysis. And this is something that once you meet and you kind of want to go over kind of where that home should be. This is just a good way to give a good estimate on the home or the or land, whatever you're trying to get sold. So this kind of gives you kind of what similar real estate in that area, kind of the same type, would sell for. And this is different too from an actual appraisal, because I get asked that a lot. And the big difference between doing what we call a CMA is really, or an appraisal, is really just the people that's involved with it. A CMA is going to come from a real estate agent, as an appraisal is carried out by a licensed appraiser. And we've got several appraisers in our office that do those kinds of things. And there's always an appropriate time for either one. There may be times where you don't need to know quite the details that the appraiser goes into. And maybe we just need to get kind of a good baseline to what your property's worth. So either one, there's definitely a place for both of those. Sometimes you definitely need to get an appraisal done, and sometimes it's for all kinds of different reasons. It could be, divorces and split up of businesses, and, I mean, just all sorts of things that require to get an appraisal done, so they really dig into deep details and get numbers. And so it's definitely appropriate. We've got some really great guys on our team that does appraisals. I know Sean's been on here and has talked before about appraisals. He's really good, and he's got a great team that he leads doing those. So if you need one of those, for sure get a hold of us on that. But back to the CMA, one of the first things that I like to do is to put together the CMA, so that way, we have an idea, again, to kind of what other things sold for in that area. And even though that doesn't bring us down to our actual number, but it gives us, again, that good baseline. There's a lot of other things that you're going to take into consideration when you put a value on a home or a piece of property. For example, the things that we're looking at that determines value. I think what most people know, location is a very important thing. Is where is this thing located at? Just with any real estate, it's always location. What kind of property is it? If this is land we're looking at here, is this recreational stuff? Is it pasture land or is it farm ground? Then also, too, what kind of income does the property have, or does it have any at all? There may be some, such as the different leases that the property could be bringing in an income to the current owner. There's a cattle lease, oil, gas production, hunting leases. If it's farm ground, there's going to be crop production. So soil types come into play a lot, because you want to know what the yields are. If this is a property that's got good soil types, it probably produces pretty good yields. So those are all important things. The mineral rights, is those all intact? Are those owned all by the owner, or only some of them? Water, that's always a big one when you're putting a value on a property. Does this thing have ponds, watershed, lakes, rivers, creeks? I mean, all of that stuff matters pretty big when you're looking at getting numbers put on a property. So if it's pasture ground, what kind of condition is the grass in, and the fences? There's just a lot of different things to consider whenever you're trying to get valued in on a number. So that's why I say, again, you need to figure out someone that sells a lot of those kinds of properties, that understands the value in it, and knows how to actually put the right value on it. A couple things on putting a value on something: you sure don't want to overprice something, and you sure don't want to underprice something too. So figuring out where those values are and getting a good range of, hey, this is kind of the high side, this is kind of the low, and kind of discussing where you want to try to market your property and your different goals, too. Maybe there's a reason you've got to get rid of something quicker than later. So, you need to kind of appraise accordingly. How long can you let something settle on the market versus how fast do you need to get rid of it? So a lot of different things to take in consideration when looking at this. This is just kind of briefly kind of covers over what some of those things may be. But again, when it comes to these kind of things, you know, people don't sell real estate all the time. So if you have questions with it, you know, reach out to us. We've got a lot of experience when it comes to selling real estate and land and farm ground and all that. Auctions, you know, we do lots of those, personal property to, you know, land and real estate auctions. So if you have any questions about it, maybe something you're looking at down the road or maybe, you know, maybe it's something you're thinking of right now, you know, don't hesitate to reach out to me. I'd be happy to talk to you. It doesn't cost nothing for us just to talk or even to get together and come out and look at whatever you got. So, and you can reach me on my cell phone, 316-680-5131. Best way to get a hold of me. Also, again, check out our website, sungrouprealestate.com. We've got a lot of different information on there, information's about us individually, and then you'll get to see some of the other services and stuff like that that we do and have done. So, again, check that out. But give me a call again at 316-680-5131. Also, before I get off here, too, we're located in two different locations. We've got an office in El Dorado, Kansas, but also in Fredonia, Kansas. So, again, stop by, give us a call. We'd be happy to talk to you.
Great information, as always, from Keith Beaumont and Sun Group. Keith, always appreciate the time. Thanks so much, and have a great weekend.
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely. Take care. We have much more coming up on the other side, but we have our Cherryville Coaches Corner coming up next here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.